shall we bow our heads for a
word?
Gracious Heavenly Father, this morning we are thankful to know we can call you our Father. We can call you our Savior. We can be identified with the being that existed of his own accord, with a being that's eternal, a being that cannot be compared to any other.
Hallelujah.
Gracious Lord, we thank you that we can sing, you are coming soon. May our life so be tuned into a way where we are ready, that at your appearing will be found to be counted worthy of those that must enter into eternity. Gracious Lord, we are thankful that we are your children. We are thankful that we can call upon your name. We are thankful, Lord, that you count on us in this evil day. Not because we are able, but because your grace has abounded towards us. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you with this envelope and a request that's inside it. May you grant it in your time, in your own measure,
Hallelujah.
And in your own way. And at the end of it all, give glory and honor back to your name. I commit now, Lord, the service we are entering. Much more this preaching of the word. As the waters of the word are coming down.
Hallelujah.
May we be ready to be washed.
Amen.
May we be ready and surrendered to receive from the throne on high.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, speak to us. Deal with us. Mold us and make us after thine own will, as the singer sang.
Amen.
At the end, we want to say, it was good the Lord spoke to us.
Amen.
For among us, there is no one who can help another. But we rely on one, the one and only one who is able to redeem us.
Amen.
Our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. May you come. Push me aside together with my brother here who is interpreting. May you take over and take charge from start to finish. And we'll be careful to come back to thank you. I commit the whole service therefore into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Glad to be here in the house of God. I believe we are all happy that we have been afforded the privilege to be here. It's not a right that we can be found in the house of God. It's just the grace of the Lord that has done it for us. And we want to give back all glory and all honor to him, because he deserves it. I was enjoying myself when Kudzi was speaking. It is a humbling experience when we see our children preaching back to us. Much more when we look at where we came from and where we are at. We know the hour is late. Sometimes we look at ourselves and say, Lord, help us, we are not ready yet. We want to be ready so that when he comes, we can be counted.
Amen.
The prophet says, I will be surprised if a dozen will make it in this generation.
Yeah.
I think that's a very sobering statement. But sometimes when we see what happens around us in message circles, we begin to believe those things and view those statements in a clearer manner. May God continue to work with us. And may He continue to make us one. That is my prayer, that is my desire. That's what the Lord said when He was here on earth. He said, Father, I pray that they be one. As we are one. How many would love to see that it is the tabernacle? God bless you all. Numbers
25.
We have one enemy to fight, and that's the devil. Not your brother, not your sister. The moment we fight amongst ourselves, then the devil has nothing to do. We want to stand so much clannish, like the prophet says. He says we want to stand so clannish like molasses on a cold morning. It hardens when it gets cold. It's very difficult to penetrate it. When it's hardened by the cold. So when the cold world around us is persecuting us, putting pressure on us, trying to divide us, that's the time to be as clannish as molasses on a cold
morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Numbers 25.
Numbers 25.
From verse 1. Then Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, just follow me in your Bibles, slay every man, every one his men, that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman, in the sight of Moses,
amen,
and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went up to the men of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the men of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. Verse 12. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him, thus unto Phinehas, the Lord is giving Phinehas a covenant. I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel.
Naizvozvo kuti tarira ndinomupa sungano yangu yorugare ichava kwaari nokuvana vake vanomutevera sungano youprista husingaperi nekuti wakanga ane shungu nokuda kwamwari wake akayananisira vana vaIsraeri.
May God add blessings to the reading of his word. We can sit. I would want this morning to talk about a subject around the atmosphere. The text might not really match or be or look relevant to what I'm going to talk about.
Magwaro ataverenga anogona kunge achiita kunge asinga pindirane kana kufambirana nezvatichataura.
But I believe the word of God is all together one thing.
Asi tinotenda kuti shoko raMwari rose rinongori chinhu chimwe chete.
The Lord has a way of making this resonate well with the subject of atmosphere.
Ndinotenda kuti Ishe vachave nenzira yavo yekuita kuti zvipindirane nemharidzo yehupo.
We are looking at the subject, it's the atmosphere that counts.
Tikutaura pamusoro pechidzidzo chekuti hupo ndihwo hwakakosha.
It's the atmosphere that makes things happen.
Hupo ndihwo hunoita kuti zvinhu zviitike.
Without the right atmosphere, things that are desired to happen will not happen.
Pasina hupo hwakafanira zvinhu zvinokushirirwa kuti zviitike hazvizoitika.
But with the correct atmosphere,
asi kana paine hupo hunotapira,
that correct atmosphere is the one that brings results.
Hupo hunotapira uyu ndihwo hunobereka zvibereko.
Atmosphere is simply something that is around us.
Upo zvinongoreva bedzi zvinhu zvakatikomberedza.
Like in this room we have the atmosphere that is all around us, maybe close to us, still also around us.
Semuchivakwa chino tine upo hwakatikomberedza kunyange izvozvi kutotenderedza mumwe nemumwe.
You go outside, there is atmosphere which is more open than the one we have in the building.
Tikabuda kunze kuti tinoona kuti tine upo hwakakura kudarika huripo muno muchivako.
Now we want to zero it closer.
Asi tida kuti tiswededze zvinhu izvi.
And not talk about the general atmosphere outside.
Toregera kutaura pamusoro peupo hwatakadzidza kujografi.
Not just the atmosphere we have in the building we are in,
kwete kungotaura pamusoro peupo huri muchivakwa chino chatiri,
but bring it closer to an individual.
Asida kuzviswededza pedyo kudunga munhu.
The prophet tells us,
before
we just take a look at the text we read,
tisatapinda mugwaro ratavirenga,
in the message hidden life,
mumharidzo inonzi upenyu hwakavanzika,
the prophet there says,
after
I get to know you a little better,
mushure mekunge ndakuzivawo zviri nani,
he was preaching in San Fernando.
Vaiparidza kunzvimbo inonzi San Fernando.
55110. He says, I want to tell you some things that I know that happened.
Ndoda kutaurai zvimwe zvinhu zvandinoziva zvakaitika.
See?
Munoona?
You create your own atmosphere around you.
Iwe unozvisikira upo hunokukomberedza iwe pachako.
You believe that?
Munozvitenda here?
You sure do?
Ichokwadi ndizvo unosika.
So I create.
Saka ini ndinosika.
Each one of us create an atmosphere around us.
Mumwe nemumwe wedu unotozvisikira iwe upo hunofamba newe.
Wherever you go, whatever you do,
chero kwaunoenda, chero chii chaunoita,
you have a self created atmosphere with you.
Unezvipo une hupo hwakazvisikira uri pauri.
So as we sit here this morning, each one has an atmosphere. Let me demonstrate it. An atmosphere, maybe half a meter around you, or a meter around you, or 2 meters around you. I don't know how far it goes.
Saka izvozvi ugere apo mumwe nemumwe wedu
une upo kana kuti chizoro chawakazvisikira pamwe chinosvika mita kana mamita mairi chakakupomberedza.
So we are all creators this morning.
Saka tose tiri vasiki mangwana neano.
So all around us we have each one created an atmosphere.
Saka mumwe nemumwe wedu takakomberedzwa neupo hwatasika.
The prophet then goes on to say in the message, is your life worthy of the gospel?
630630E.
Says, did you know? You are a little creator.
Kadike.
Did you know that?
Certainly.
Chokwadi. And he goes on, he says, you have seen people that you just love to be around. You don't know what. Just that loving type of a person. Haven't you seen that? Just as kind as that, you like to be around them. Vanoshikirika.
People just as kind.
Open.
With an open atmosphere.
An open atmosphere, an open door atmosphere about
them.
They create that atmosphere. Let's get started now. By the life they live. So the kind of atmosphere each one of us has is created by the life
we live.
I don't know the life that each one of us lives. At least I know my life. How I live. But the atmosphere each one has is a result of the way each one of us lives. He goes on, he says, the way they talk. Not what they say, the way they talk.
Afika tauriro kavanoita.
Their conversation.
Kafambiro kavanoita.
It's now being split, the life that we are living. How we talk. Our conversation. He says, then you have seen those that every time you shun them.
Makambona ireva mwe vaya kuti haungodi kuenda pavari.
Have I smart demon?
They are not demons.
Yeah.
They are brothers.
Yeah.
They are sisters.
As nechimwe chikonzero chausingaziviwe.
But some unknown reason.
Haudi kuswedera pedyo navo.
You don't want to be close to them.
Muupenyu hwako.
In your life.
I'm quoting from our prophet. We'll go back to our text. He says, all the time, they want to talk about something evil. And talk about somebody. And maybe something negative. And by talking those things, they create an atmosphere. And that atmosphere will be repulsive, maybe to you. Why?
Say,
because your atmosphere could be different from their atmosphere. You don't hate them. There is no Christian who hates a person. If you hate somebody, you need a dose of the altar. Whether the person you hate is in the wrong or in the right, that act of hating somebody calls you, and the altar will be beckoning on you to come to it. So remember, my brother, my sister, this morning as we get into our subject, what we talk, how we talk, how we live, creates around us an atmosphere, a presence. He says, oh my, they will talk about somebody or something evil. And say, oh man, there they come, they are going to criticize somebody. He is in here now, he is going to talk about this man. All they are going to do is tell dirty jokes or something about women or something like that. And what about that? You just hate to get around them. Haufariri ukama wepejiwo nabo asi unolada.
You just hate to be around them, but you love them, you pray for them.
Ama yako.
He is your brother or sister.
Despite upo wakati ipe wa usingadi u.
Zisine ne upo that is surrounding them.
That's what the Lord died for on the cross.
Those akafirwa na Kristu pamchinji.
For every one of us to be saved.
Kuti mumene muwele apone.
To be delivered.
Kuti tibikinu.
But before we are delivered, the way we live might create that negative atmosphere around us, which causes some saints to distance themselves. He says, see, they create seemingly pretty nice people. But they create that atmosphere. And the things that you think on, the things that you do, the actions, the things you talk about, create an atmosphere. You might be the quiet sort of a person who doesn't just talk all the time, blah, blah, blah. You are quiet. But the things we think about, without opening our mouth, create an atmosphere around us. Just thinking. The actions we do create an atmosphere.
Kanosika upo.
Imbotorai zinaitika kunyika, for example. Just illustrate the point of an atmosphere.
Let's take what happens in the world.
There is one day I was in Chinoy by the Minister of Education offices. So he came along a very well built young man.
You
know
that one whom we say, yes, there is a boy who is in good health.
Yes. So he walks up to the generality of the people who were there milling around waiting for this business or that. He was pushing his bike.
He had some feathers on his feathers on his arms. And some feathers on his ankles.
I don't know what you call it.
And he had some form of ancient garments on his
can't waist. Remember what he had is his headgear, but he had something in the head. And immediately,
Pakarepo,
his arrival caught the attention of almost everybody there. And you could see he was enjoying the attention he had captured. So, with whatever action he was doing, you could see he had created an atmosphere of admiration from the onlookers. Being very well built, he could just lift his bike like that. Lift it, turn it around, bring the wheels up, bring it back again. He was so strong. And the atmosphere there changed immediately. Everybody seemed to be saying, oh,
and
Mugoni Saki.
Akasimba. There goes a very strong
Akabakwa.
Man. Ah, he's well built.
Right? He created an atmosphere that captured the people who were there.
Akasika upo, akabata vanhu vakanga varipo.
Tofamba here.
Can we proceed?
I think the Holy Spirit will place this example.
Do you know what I mean?
Now, we'll go back to our subject. Where we read in Numbers, we see Israel on a journey, on an exodus from Egypt to the Promised Land. And then they were going. They came to
Shittim.
At this place, they were blocked. They were no longer going forward. Moab did not allow them to pass. And when they stopped, we know each time when Israel on an exodus stopped, something wrong starts happening. That's why you would find places like Kibroth Hattaavah where there were so many graves of flats. When they stopped and they asked for meat and they perished in their thousands. Here is one other place where they stopped. And when they stopped, they started relating with more. We know who Moab is, I believe. Children of Lot and his daughters. They were not altogether completely divorced from the knowledge of God's word. There are people who were close in terms of serving God, worshiping God. So they started relating with them. And maybe a few courtships started. And then it so happened that there is a day when there was a big party at Baal Peor.
Why is the power appear?
Where Israel was invited.
Abo Israel yaka kokwawo.
And surely they went.
Chokwadiwo Israel yaka enda.
Let's dramatize it a little bit.
Negative way takamtambo kenyai.
The party was beginning.
Mtambo wakanga wakutanga.
And you call it a service.
Tongwa iti is service.
And here came along.
The papa weya.
A young man.
Mkoma newechidi.
Well trained.
Akenya to this one.
Who knew what he was doing from the Moabitish church? He knew precisely how to hold the mic. He would not hold the mic the traditional way. He would not do that. He had a way of holding his mic. Good morning, say.
Mangwana nila sene.
He has that perfect pronunciation of the language that It would awaken everybody. Praise God this morning. It's a privilege, saints, that we are here to serve our God. Our God loves. He loves praise. As he went along, there came a time of worship and praise. And the Moabitish sisters, they had their way of worship. When they went to church, they did not go to church just to serve the Lord. They would dress to kill. To begin with, all the short ones would never be seen short anymore.
Pakutanga ngatiti, chero hembe haimbonzi pfupi. Pakuenda kuchechi inonzi aiwa haisi pfupi vai. Hakuna ma mini sketi ko.
Veze vapfupi. Muziwo vanga vasiri vapfupi.
All the short ones on that day, they were not short.
They had borrowed height.
Nakanga vapfeka gogodo.
Remember, these were Christians. Who could worship with Israel? Remember, Moab was Lot, and Israel was Abraham.
Moab angari Lot, Israel angari Abraham.
But to cut a long story short, so he was set a scenario where they were having a convention.
Let me say,
several times I said this to my church before.
When we are having a convention, and we are invited to a convention, let's go to a convention. And we leave what we find there.
Todzoka bedzi nezvinenge zviri short.
And only bring back the words.
Nokuti patinenge takaungana paya, ndo patinenge zvakaunganidzwawo zvese.
Because as we gather at the convention, that is where every other thing will also be gathered.
But I have always admired the soberness of our pastor.
Asingwa zvose ndaiwanzoyemura kudzikama kwemufudzi wedu.
And we want to perpetuate that legacy.
Uye tida kuti izvi zvavaita zviendere mberi.
Gogo dzanga dzakapfekwa.
There are stilettos.
Sezvatinoona kwakawanda.
As we see in many places.
Kusanganisa pakati pedu.
Even in our midst.
Amen.
I don't know why we need stilettos.
Let me tell you one thing. In case I forget it, when God made your image the way you are, that is His permanent and eternal image. It came from eternity, was dropped into time, and is going back to eternity. Masketi awanga achiperera paanotangira.
They were wearing miniskirts.
Vachishumira Mwari.
And they were worshiping God.
Mablouse awanga anga asingatenderi kuti vasumudze maboko.
Their blouses had short sleeves. They could not raise their hands.
Asi vayasumudza.
But they could raise them anyhow.
Mavhi emablouse avo aisiya zvisingafani kusiiwa zviri pachena zviri pachena.
Their blouses were so low that all the cleavage was exposed.
Correct. And they were having a wonderful time.
Vachirumbidza Mwari wavo vane nguva yakanaka.
Kunyanya na song leader wavo ane mbiri.
Even there, famous and popular song leader.
And as the song service went along,
shumiro yekuimba ichienda mberi.
We are talking about is the atmosphere that does it.
Tikutaura kumusoro kuti huko hunozvikonzeresa.
As he went along,
halai nge vachiimba.
My brother, my sister, as the Spirit of God leads you, you want to jump, jump for your God. If you want to roll, roll for your God. If you want to whistle, whatever you want to do, do it for the Lord. Do the best that you can for Him. And the Spirit came down. And the Spirit came down.
Wakaburuka.
All sisters were busy worshiping the Lord. Praising the Lord. With their sleeveless. With their long cut V-neck. Going on and exposing and whatever it is. And as they were raising their hands and worshipping God, they didn't mind what happened around their stomachs. They didn't mind. They were busy serving the Lord. And I tell you, they were hairstyles.
Pakanga pande mamwe magadzirwe ebvudzi.
That one were not common.
Anga asingazikanwi kuIsrael.
Strange.
Zvitsva. Magadzirwe ebvudzi matsva.
And when that happened,
pazvakaitika izvi,
and they really got into the spirit which had come.
Ndobva vapinda mumweya wakanga wadzika.
A powerful atmosphere was
created.
Remember, each one of those sisters and brothers from
Moab,
they each one had an atmosphere. You take one little Moabitish sister standing there and you examine her from top to the crown of her head. Before she spoke a word, the appearance created an atmosphere. What she thought in her mind when she dressed the way she did created an atmosphere. When she spoke, when she sang,
paaka taura kana paaka imba,
when she went,
paaka sumudza maoko,
when they jumped,
pavaka svetuka,
when they ran around,
pavaka manya manya,
when they screamed,
pavaka danidzira,
each one of them was adding more and more of that atmosphere that they were already in.
Correct.
Until it was so powerful, an atmosphere, and our brothers from
Israel,
they forgot about worshiping God. They stood there with their mouths agape. They had never seen that before. And they admired. That's it. That's all what the devil wanted. My brethren, my sisters, whatever the word tells us, never mind who does what in the west or in the east. Just take what the word says. Zvokuti vamwe vasungirira pfunha dzamadhongi mumusoro, iwo usungiriravo.
Just because others are now putting hair extensions and you say, I think it's also good for me to do the same. That has nothing to do with the heaven.
So kuti vamwe vazosungirira tyava dzokufudzana dzomombe mumusoro, hazvinei nedenga izvozvo.
Because some are now putting a sea sound, which we make roads to head cattle in the head, does not mean that you should follow the same.
Murume uyu wakanga asingazvitende.
Our pastor did not believe in that. Amen.
I hope you understand me.
Mukaverenga Bible
evo, kungoverenga Bible musati matombotsvaga makotsi.
If you read the Bible before you look for the quotation,
can I almost think that you don't worry, I'm not talking about you.
If you didn't know about it, leave it. But if you knew it and you are taken by the Moabite spirit, if the Moabite atmosphere takes you and coaches you and causes you to put extensions in your head, we want you to know it's not allowed and the Bible does not teach about it.
1 Corinthians 11, inoti.
Vakorinde vekutanga 11 says,
hair is given here for a covenant.
Hanzi bvudzi rake ndora akapuwa sesungano.
Ndotoro mumwe.
Not another one.
Saka uchaenda kupi kubva ipo?
So where else can you go?
Chemukadaita nharo dzebenzi.
You are tied there, even though you might want to argue like a fool.
Hapana point yaunayo.
You don't have a point.
Mudzimai wakapuwa bvudzi rake.
A woman was given her hair.
Kwete rumwe rake.
Not another one.
Zvirimo here muBhaibheri? Ngativere.
Is it in the Bible? Let's answer it.
Let's answer it. Nasa ntarisi wachi.
I'm not looking at the time today. Amen.
Rungo inda sotunga mirira kwasha.
I'm doing as I will be led by the Spirit of God.
1 Corinthians 11, 15.
Makorinde utanga 11, verse 15.
But if a woman have long hair,
asikana muvhudzi, mukadzi ane bvudzi refu.
We know long hair, the prophet tells us, is uncut hair.
Tinoziva kuti bvudzi refu takadziwa nemuprofita kuti ibvudzi risina kumbogerwa.
Right. It is a glory to her.
Ndiko kubwinya kwake.
For her, nekuti given her for a covering.
Nekuti wakapuwa bvudzi rake chivo chifukidzo.
Tikatora bvudzi ra sister Bwanya.
If I take sister Bwanya's hair,
tikarisa pamusoro wa sister,
on sister Mutasa.
Sister Mutasa, yes. Tikarisa pana sister Mutasa.
If I put it on sister Mutasa,
it's unscriptural.
Hazvisi mugwaro.
It's wrong.
Zvakatoipa.
Because that's not sister Mutasa's hair.
Nekuti harisiro bvudzi ra sister Mutasa.
Tiri kutaura zvinhu zvakabva kuMoab.
We are talking about things that came from Moab.
Zvakabata attention,
which caught the attention of the Israelites.
I think some years back ndakamuparidza mari dzinonzi what was in Zidon is now in Judah.
Listen, makore apfuura ndakaparidza kuti zvaimbove kuZidon zvava muIsrael.
She is a sister, sister Bwanya, and she is a sister, sister Mutasa. Both of them.
Sister Bwanya ihanzvadzi yakaisvonaka pamwe chete naSister Mutasa.
And if you take sister Bwanya's hair, put it on sister Mutasa.
Tikatora bvudzi ra sister Bwanya torisa pana sister Mutasa.
Before God,
pamberi paMwari chaiye.
Sister Mutasa is not covered.
Sister Mutasa havana kufukidzwa.
Hamiloka mashu.
I don't know if you caught it.
Nokuti havana kupuwa vhudzi ra
sister
Bwanya kuti rive chifukidzo chavo
sister Mutasa. Because sister Mutasa was not given sister Bwanya's hair for it to be sister Mutasa's covering.
Asi ravo chero riri pfupi risingarebi sitereki chero riri shoma rinenge rakatofukidza musoro wacho noushoma hwaro.
Even though sister Mutasa's hair is short, but to God, that is hair covering and it is enough for her.
Kunze kwekutenga musoro wavo uchisara wakatsvuka kana kuti wakasviba uchioneka kuti hasikarupiri hapachina hapana kudziya.
Unless there is a problem with her hair and we can and she has gotten exposed the scalp.
And you know what the prophet says?
Munozati muprofita anoti.
He says if nature has robbed you.
Hanzi kana mamire kana masikirwa ako akaita kuti bvudzi rako risavepo.
Correct. Then you can have a switch.
Zvino unokwanisa kutora rimwe.
You can have a covering like a wig.
Unogona kutora kana wig sechifukidzo.
Saka usademba kudenda ndisina bvudzi ndipfeke wig.
So don't desire that I wish I had no hair that I could do. Wear a wig.
Ukaipfeka wig kana usina bvudzi, correct. Asi unoisire wig kana bvudzi racho unaro nokuti ndochifukidzo chako kwete wig.
If you have no hair and you put on a wig, it's okay. But if you have your own hair, why put on a wig?
The attire of the Moabitish girls was so tempting.
E kapfekero kana kachimiro kevasikana veMoab kaikwezva zvikuru.
Until one young man was so bold.
Kusvikira mumwe mukomana weIsraeri akawana hushingi.
He was so anointed and drunk of this negative and wrong atmosphere that in broad daylight before most, before the weeping congregation, he pulled the harlot from Moab into the tent. These things have atmospheres that accompany them.
Zvine upo kana zvizoro zvinoperekedza.
Asi munomboziva here?
Did you know?
Kuti rimwe racho ibvudzi revanhu.
Some of the hair is taken from people.
Hazvibvamiswa yamadhongizve.
It's not just tails from the horses, but it's actually a real human hair.
Saka zvinge zvinani.
So I think it's.
Zvinge zvinani.
I think it's better because it's genuine human hair. But let me ask you a question.
Kwaraka bvudzi racho rakanyorwa here kuti rakagerwa pamurume kana kuti rakagerwa kubva pamudzimai?
Now, where the hair came from? Do you know whether that hair was originally a man's hair or a woman's hair? How do you know?
Uri sister, vane mweya mutsvene.
You are a sister filled with the Holy Spirit.
Vane bvudzi remunhurume mumusoro mavo.
But you have a man's hair in your head.
Ndoda kuonawo picture yacho ipo.
I want you to see the correct picture.
You find the prophet telling us clearly in no uncertain terms.
Munoona muprofita vachinyatsotaura pachena pasina kana kupokana.
Anything artificial will not be resurrected.
And chese chekuisira kana chekupfekera hachina rumuko.
Makamboona vakaremara vakuvigwa.
Have you seen disabled people being buried?
Kana anga ane ruoko artificial.
If they had an artificial hand or a artificial leg,
vanotobvisa.
They remove those artificial limbs.
Havana mati.
They are not Christians.
As a result, izvi zvinhu hazvisi zvake izvi.
But they actually acknowledge that this is not part of the people's body.
Ngati murige ari sezvaari.
Let's just bury the person as he or she is.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ne Israel babari pio.
We just wanted to dramatize the issue of Israel and Moab is Baal pio.
And this is how people get caught away into wrong.
ndomabatirwo awanoita vanhu kupinda mune zvakaipa
atmosphere
inyaya yeupo.
When you see a young girl pregnant, don't quickly condemn her.
Ukaona musikana wechidiki anenge amitiswa haikona kukurumidza kumupa mhosva.
She did not know the power of atmosphere.
Anga asati aziva simba reupo.
She gets lured into it without her realizing it. She finds she's going to be mad.
Anokwezwa kupinda mazviri asingatombozivai kuti chichaitika. Zvinhu zvatoiti.
The same applies with the influence that we get from the atmosphere of our associates.
Ndo zvimechetezvo zvatinowana kubva kununziro yevatinofamba navo.
This is what why we want to be careful what sort of friends we pick on and associate with.
Ndo saka tichifanira kuchenjera kuti imhando dzipi dzeshamwari dzatinoda kutamba nadzo.
Ndinongomufarira.
I just like him or her.
Andipute zvamufodya pati ndinongomufarira.
You know, I don't smoke myself, but I just like him.
Ndikamona achikweva fodya so.
When I see him pull his cigarette,
also,
and then he exhales.
Zvimwe ndinagidza kuona pati
ndinagidza seeing him doing it. But I don't like smoking.
Wait for a few settings of the sun, he will be smoking.
Ndikangokupa nguva pfupi, ndichakuona wakusutawo.
May God help
us.
That's what happened. And that kindled God's anger.
Where am I always going back to
this?
On the issue of Moab.
And that usatarisa kuti inganzi ipfupi here sketi iyoyi.
Can you really call this a short skirt?
It's like a question.
If you've got a question,
the prophet tells us what to do.
If
you are in doubt on something,
can we
leave it aside? Don't get into it.
It's a pinde machine.
What has caused you to question the length of your skirt is because it's not long.
Chirikuita kuti uwane mubvunzo kuti ipfupi here kana ndirefu inyaya yekuti itori pfupi.
Does this V really expose my chest so much?
Would
I say it wrong?
Chipua changu ndingati zvakaita here kupfeka vineke yakadai
ingandi pamamba chayo chayo.
Can you really say this dress is tight?
And that's exactly the way the Moabite girls were dressed, and that's what we see sometimes in our own sanctuary.
Ndoma pekera anga kaita vasikana vekuMoab. Dzime nguva tiri kutozvionawo isu pakati pedu.
Regai ndiwedze.
Let me urge and say.
Titi dzime nguva.
Sometimes.
Panana mai vedu uno.
Even amongst our mothers. Yeah.
Shame on you.
Munotinyadzisa.
Shame on you.
Munotinyadzisa.
We want to see a sister by just the way she appears, the way she looks.
Ziva kana kuona hanzvadzi yedu nekapfekero kaangori.
Kungoona hanzvadzi chifamba muroad.
Just to see a sister walking on the streets.
Rota, uyo ndi sister chete.
We can say no. That is a message.
Wodo makadi sister. Tombara makadi.
How are you, sister? I'm okay.
Pamwe haumuziva ndokuti ah pasa pamwe tinofara makadii.
Maybe you don't know.
Muna matakupi sister.
Fundisi mabhuku.
Dzina mati kwakati.
What do you fellowship and fellowship at this church?
Chikristu chine appearance.
Christianity has got an appearance.
Amen ndakambotaura but
I don't know if I said it.
Kwakawanda kwandaka dzimufundisi.
There are so many places where you've been called pastor.
Recently I was in Botswana last week.
And ndandiri kuBotswana svondorapfuure.
Somebody sees me drive and I parked.
Munhu akandoona ndichityaira mota ndibvandapaka.
And I moved out.
Ndibvandabuda.
Makadi mufundisi.
How are you, Pastor?
I don't even know the person.
Handitombomuziva munhu.
I didn't ask.
Ndakabvunza kuti
unombobvepi.
Handina kubvunza.
Makandizivirepi?
Oh, how do you know me?
It's not necessary.
Hazvina basa izvi.
Chikristu chine appearance.
Christianity has got an appearance.
vanga nedu vakamboonawo n'anga muupenyu hwavo indakamboiona.
How many of us have seen a witch doctor? I've seen one myself.
Handisati ndamboona n'anga ine chiso chinofara inokwanisa kuchanyaisa.
I know that seeing a witch doctor with a happy face, that when he greets you with a very welcoming spirit. I've never seen that.
N'anga ikapinda nebaba.
If a witch doctor enters through that door,
ikagara,
and he sits there,
zvivana zvinenge zviri pedo zvinotanga kuchema.
If the children close by, we start crying.
Aina zvayataura n'anga.
He has not said anything.
Asi upo hwayauya nahwo hunoita kuti vana vari inosendi vasagamuchira upo hwakadaro.
Amen.
Vana vaduku, they are innocent.
The innocent children,
they are sensitive to these atmospheres.
Vanokurumidza kubata mweya yakadaro.
Munoziva vanhu vanonzi vanobata bata here?
You know people
vanonzi vanobata bata.
You know people who like
vane zvidhoma and what is
people who like to do traditional things.
Vanhu ivavo vane upo hunorema.
Those people have got a very weird atmosphere.
Yes, correct. Very weird.
Amen.
Atmosphere.
Vane upo hunorema.
My fourth child when he was 1 year or less. We visited one family, our relatives.
We would go there.
They
enjoyed going to the witch doctor so much.
We don't go about speculating on people's lives and say, I don't want to go on the bata, but I
don't want to go on. We don't do that.
Because then, my child changed
the accountant in so
much. What my wife?
Closer to the matter.
The 2 days we stayed there,
Mazwami
were just not free at all.
Our child, Angas now, Sununguka Sachose. When we left and went to another relative.
Kungoshika pachivanze kudai.
Just getting into the yard.
Mwana is running all over the yard.
Mwana wedu aimhanya
kuti happy and free.
Achifara akasununguka.
Saka tazara nomudzimu wangu kuti aha.
And we looked at sister with my wife.
Atmosphere yokatanga tanga kuiko.
Yeah. Atmosphere from our first day.
Mwana akaibata.
Our child was
atmosphere
sensitive. And the atmosphere
yakasununguka.
He or she is free.
Do you know? Sometimes the reason why people don't visit our homes. It doesn't mean they hate us. They love us. But the kind of atmosphere that we create in our home.
What you know, see, come in Zimbabwe.
The kind of life we live.
Mando yeupenyu watinorarama.
Create that atmosphere.
Mumba imomo unosika upo.
Background yacho yari besai.
Now the background is too long.
Sato kunamye. Background yacho yari.
The background is long.
But
as
each one with our atmosphere.
Mumwe nemumwe neupo watinawo.
We influence one another.
Tinorunzirana mumwe nemumwe.
And our atmospheres, each one, are different in strength.
Zvino upo hwemumwe nemumwe hune simba rakasiyana kubva kune mumwe nemumwe.
We will not be reading those.
Hatisi kuzoverenga izvozvo.
But there's difference in strength.
Asi simba racho rakasiyana.
My atmosphere may be stronger than his atmosphere.
Upo hwangu hunogona kunge hune simba kudarika hweya mai.
And maybe stronger than his atmosphere. And should we become friends? You can almost tell what will happen. He will tow my line. He will tow my line. Why? My atmosphere subdues his atmosphere, swallows it in. Subdues his atmosphere, swallows it. Swallows him in. And our clique will be dominated by me. My atmosphere overcomes both of them. And they become my subject. They become my disciples. Because I have a stronger atmosphere than them.
Brother Branham
warns us against having worldly friends.
Vanotiyambira kuti tisava neshamwaridze munyika.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here?
But he had a worldly friend.
Asiwo veve neshamwari munyika.
Why? It's unfair.
See, hasina kuenzana.
Why does this stop us from having worldly friends when he has one?
Ko ivo vanotumisa sei kuti tisave neshamwaridze munyika? Ivo muprofita vaive naye.
Jacob. He was his friend. Hunting partner.
They
were many times hunting together. And he was a mean man. But he kept that friend with him. Until one day, when that man repented, when the atmosphere that he had been witnessing around the prophet worked on him so much and said, Billy, tell me about that Jesus that you have always spoken about. Have your worldly friend. As long as you know the atmosphere you have is strong enough to subdue them. Kwete kita shamwari yo munyika.
Not to have a worldly friend.
Inogara ichikupinda muzvinhu zvaunozoya uchitendeuka.
That always gets you into things that you are always in. Leave that one.
Anokupinda mukudarika zvachose nokutozodzokera mumashure.
That friend can lead you into backsliding forever.
Zvinoreva kuti ane mweya yakasimba zvikuru inokunda waunawo iwewe.
More than you have.
Ndofunga tinombopfuura naiko nhuti chevanenge vane chikonzero
chavo. Vane chinangwa nazvo.
Now, it's the atmosphere now at Baal Peor.
Wow, upo wanga uri pa Baal Peor.
That caused adultery, war dogs between Moab and Israel.
Wakakonzera upombwe kuti uitike pakati peMoab neIsrael.
Who created that atmosphere?
Akatika upo ndiani?
No doubt Israel had their own atmosphere too. But when they met the Moabites, the atmosphere of the Moabites subdued that atmosphere the Israelites had.
Let's
move on. So they got into sin. Let me repeat this. This is why. When you look for a friend in the church, have a friend who toes the line of the word. Whether their atmosphere is stronger or weaker than yours, be sure the friend you are going to befriend is somebody who toes the line of the word. Now the prophet goes on here. Says, do you now believe? 556010. He says, and now, did you ever see people, nice people? But you just couldn't hardly stand to be around. Sure you have. You don't have nothing against them, but you can't stand to be around them. Then you see some person that, oh, maybe a little scrawny fellow, or a little old woman bent over and washed up, but you just love to be around that person.
asi unongofarira kuve panharaunda dzenyu.
You just love them.
Munongozwa kuvada.
Summer is the atmosphere that they have got around them.
Munongozwa kuvada neimwe nzira nekuda kwekuti upo hwakavakomberedza.
The way they eat. They create an atmosphere that you like to be into. That lovely people to be with.
Amen.
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 Amen. Results of decision. I'll push a bit. Results of decision 551006. He says, you take like an old mother bird sitting on a bunch of eggs. You know, if she it isn't the mother bird now that hatch is there. It's there. It's the atmosphere around them. Eggs is what hatches it. It's the atmosphere all the time. It's the atmosphere all the time. And you get an atmosphere where people are disbelieving and fasting and stewing among one another and arguing.
We are standing.
And arguing about whether they belong to this church or that. You will never hatch out Christian.
In
the shepherd's looking at you.
I'm going to repeat.
Ishaka pa progression ye service.
The Lord has given a progression of the service.
And we see it even in the world.
When they are going to war,
they will
start singing.
Yavanyama yokugocha yo. Bane mapfumo, bane mabakatwa, bane misere, bane uta, vakapfekera zvehondo.
And they are dressed for war.
Why are they singing?
Kusei kovari kuimba.
They are creating an atmosphere.
Vari kusika upo.
Before they walk into their death, or before they walk into their victory, before they kill, they must create the atmosphere that goes together with what they are about to do.
Vasati vapinda mukuuraya kana mukukunda kana mukukundwa vanotanga vaimba kuti vasike hupo.
And the prophet says,
thank you, Brother Makunye, for saying.
Before the service begins,
shumiro isati yatanga.
Here is how it starts. We have what is called a quiet time.
Chine yatinoti quiet time.
Why a quiet time?
Saying why a quiet time.
You are trying to throw away the different thoughts that you had out there. Is that correct? Because by what you think, you create an atmosphere. By what you have been talking about out there, you have created around you an atmosphere. But you want to come into church and have time to sit by yourself in prayer, in meditation. You are changing your mindset. It doesn't mean you were thinking evil out there.
You were thinking about your mathematics. Now the worldly mathematics
and world mathematics is different.
You want to change your thoughts
during that quiet time.
Quiet time.
So that you start creating the correct atmosphere that goes in line with the service of God.
Utange kuve nemafungiro akanaka anofambirana ne service.
Unozviziva hama hanzvadzi kana wakamboitawo quiet time.
You know it, brother.
I believe each one of us have had that time.
Ndotenda makambove nayo vanozviziva.
That service becomes different.
Shumiro iyo inenge yakasiyana.
As compared to the one that you walk in rushing, sweating, panting. And there you sit.
We don't know from which scripture it was read. We don't know the title of the message. And
we are
just catching up with the sermon as it goes on. You take time to join up with the rest. You take time to get into the spirit. It's unlike where you were then during the quiet time. So I can agree with 9:30.
Our service starts at 9.
Those are
what Brother McQueen was saying.
It is to create the correct atmosphere. The prophet tells us that we need that kind of atmosphere in our church. It's us who create that. To where a sinner walks in and sits in there.
Kusikira pakuti mutadzi anopinda osvogara.
Before any scripture is read.
Pasati patomboverengwa kana ka.
Before a song is sung.
Pasati patomboimbwa ruyo.
A sinner who comes in.
Mutadzi akapinda.
Gets convicted within them. And tears start rolling down their cheeks. Before any song, before any sermon, before anything has been said. He says we can do that in our church. During quiet time.
Munguva ye quiet time.
Munhu abatikane kuti ha.
I've never felt such an anointing. I've gone to different churches. What is it that is
here?
That is not in other churches I've been
in.
Now it started working in
so we was not amazing grace. That sinner is so much convicted, he's so much condemned, he falls to their knees and surrender their life to God before any preaching is done. Now all these creators, if we create the same atmosphere of expectation from God, the same atmosphere of surrender to God, if unlimited, what God will be able to do among us. We don't need to explain a lot of things to sinners. That atmosphere will work on them. That atmosphere will convict them. But where is our problem? I have my own atmosphere where I am nesting my ambitions
in one direction.
She has her own ambitions that she is busy thinking around
though
in her own direction. This little clique has their goals and objectives. And they are pushing their agenda. Another click on this side.
Amen.
They are also pushing their agenda.
Let me tell you, saints,
that's one good way to destroy this church. Let's not do that. Let's be one like they were on the day of
Pentecost.
And God kept them for 10 days in there. What was he doing? Making them create the correct atmosphere. They
were just taught, go ye and
tarry.
They were not told to pray. If they wanted to pray, they were praying. They were just told to tarry. Until.
And the atmosphere when they were waiting in that upper room gradually was ripening.
gradually, gradually getting better until it reached the level where it broke into eternity and then met the Holy Ghost. The right atmosphere is what brought the Holy Ghost. Wakanzi wachipira temberi imba ndokubva vaimba ndokuimba Bible rikati hapana chakaitika
nothing.
But when Israel lifted their voice,
when Israel payakasumudza manzwi ayo,
hapana manzwi inzwi rayo,
inzwi rayo.
But when Israel raised their voice to God,
and as Israel payakasumudza,
when they were dedicating the temple of Solomon, that's when the glory of God, the Shekinah glory of God, came down. Saints, let's have one mind. Let's have one heart. Let's have one expectation. Let's have one objective, one goal. We are praying for our pastor to come along. He is on the way. It's not me.
And this is in
I'm
a pastor in Kadoma.
I don't
know the pastor.
I'm
waiting for that time when he stands there also rejoice with you. That is now here the pastor.
Let us create that atmosphere
among
us as a church.
Pakati pedu se church.
Where we don't have flying spirits dividing us in different ways. Let's remain one and let's remain united. And let's have that atmosphere of looking up to God's will. But the golden question is,
but now, is that the will of God?
Is that the will of God?
I'm waiting for the will of God.
Lapei mufundisi wenyu kwete wedu Isusu.
I want God to give you his own pastor, not our own pastor.
Nokuti kawana washe tafamba zvakanaka.
Because if the pastor comes from God, then you know it's okay.
Uye munofunga here kuti Mwari inofo zvokuti ungatora mufundisi asingazivi kuti achazopinda ipapo ndiani.
Do you think God is so foolish that he takes Pastor Chester without knowing who is going to come after him?
Hazvigoni.
It's not possible.
Uyo ungatora mufundisi apedza kutora mufundisi tochimubatsira isusu kuti atipe mumwe.
Then God takes the pastor, then we start to help him to give us another one.
Tinogona kumubetsera here.
Are we able to help God?
Rini pakabzombonzi munhu ngabatsire mwari.
Since when is the man able to help God? Or since when is the man able to help God?
Let's remain on our knees.
Ngatirambe tiri pamabvi.
With one mind, with one heart, with one objective. And you will see the will of God coming among us without any doubt.
The prophet gave the message total deliverance.
God completely equips his men.
And Mwari vanonyatso kushongedza munhu wavo.
Yes. Completely equips his men.
Total. We cannot add or subtract anything. On top of what God has placed in that one,
we cannot
subtract.
And God knows all about it. Let's be one.
I was
talking about That's why we see even in the Bible. The dedication of the Temple of Solomon. When Jericho was overcome, God just told Joshua, go around. Once per day. On the seventh day, go seven times. On the seventh time, blow the trumpet. What was God telling Joshua and
Israel?
Create that atmosphere. If they just went round in obedience to God's word, that atmosphere was getting stronger and stronger and ripening until the seventh time on the seventh day. The power of God came down. And the walls succumbed to the power of God. Who did that? That atmosphere. That's why he says, you come, you sit in church, you are quiet for some time, you are getting divorced from the thoughts of the world and the things that you have been doing. You are creating that correct atmosphere for the
service.
And then there's soft music going on. What is that for? Creating the right atmosphere. And the song leader joins in. He's singing softly, joining in the music. And the whole church joins up. And we are all singing, creating the right. As it happened with the Temple of Solomon, when the glory of God came down, there was no minister who ministered. There was no priest who ministered. Who did the ministration? It was the Holy Ghost. The pillar of fire, the Shekinah glory, which had come down, took over. In exactly the same way, if we create the right kind of an atmosphere, no preacher will preach their thoughts from here. What does the prophecy
say?
He says, it's the church that makes the service.
And the prophet ikereke inogadzira service.
We are not preachers, but we are the people who make the service. We create the right atmosphere. The minister stands to preach. He doesn't have barriers to break first before he starts preaching. The moment he stands here, the church is already pulling because the atmosphere is right for the service.
But if it's like, who is preaching today?
They are Makombe.
Who is Makombe? Okay.
To wona raparitika udizno budasha.
Now we just wait to hear what with how he is going to preach.
Da Matanga.
Oh, it's Rana Matanga.
I'm going to kakaya.
You know, he's just an overzealous preacher. Today, it's just a story after story. This one has got his own attitude. This one has got his own opinion. This one has got his own attitude.
That mixture.
Masanganiswa
is not the correct atmosphere we need for the church.
I will see you go at no da mukereke.
Another
one actually chooses to drive home. Then I will come as he's finishing his preaching.
Since he started,
he's
normally a long preach.
Ah, manu parida woyakareba.
The calendar data 1 hour 40, 45.
If I just go out for 1 hour 45 minutes, I will come for 15 minutes. I think it's better. Some are saying, oh Lord, speak to me.
That's a confused atmosphere.
Upo unekupikisana muchesi.
Yes. Upo kupikisana.
A confused atmosphere.
It's not an
atmosphere. That atmosphere causes us to lose as a church. What we should gain
if we stand one and united.
Tikamira ne hume takabatana.
There
is no.
Amen. Ndishe vanotipa izvo.
It's the Lord who will give us.
Nenguva yavo nenzira yavo
nezvimwe yavo. In His way.
Chete kuramba titevera chete.
We just have to follow.
Shoko rinozo tanga kuparidzwa mukati umutaibva kare.
When the word is being preached, we have already been matured and prepared. We have quiet time. Now we are under expectation.
And we are all one. With that oneness, God is bound to speak to us. We are bound to hear from God. That's why the prophet says, it's us who make the service.
Tisu tinogadzira
sei. Munonzwa profeta achitaura kuti.
You hear the prophet say.
If you stand before a resenting audience.
Anzo kamira pamberi pekereke iri kukuramba iwe.
Aha, ndonga njuri. Iri kukuramba.
A resenting audience.
Kana kuti singadi kukunzwa.
And it is not expecting to hear.
He says, you know what God will do?
And no zati marivanete.
He will take away his spirit.
Ngacha bvisa mweya wavo.
As the service, I do that way.
But the service is gone.
Mupari da azu zo. Aru zo lega mupari da. Aru zo pari.
When the preacher stop preaching, he will preach.
Mupunzo amdo kuti.
Now he preach. You, what is he going to preach to you?
Iwo mwe awa mariwa yenda.
When the spirit of God has departed.
In other words,
nekume kutaura.
It falls our lot.
Zire mumaoko edu.
To take responsibility.
Kuti titi.
Each individual to create the right atmosphere that will bring down the word of God. It won't only benefit you, it will benefit the rest. But you have done your part. You have created the right atmosphere. Because it's the atmosphere that hatches the
egg.
It's the correct atmosphere that makes the seed germinate from the ground. It's the correct atmosphere that causes people to fight. It's the correct atmosphere that makes people to fall in love. It's the correct atmosphere that makes people befriend each other. You want to create the correct atmosphere that makes things happen.
Amen. Let's go.
I'll be closing soon. Just a few quotations. I'll give one last example using the prophet after I've read a few quotations here. He says from the message, Audible. And I certainly had. If I said amen and walked out the door, I would say it would pay me every Sunday. Just you take this part. I would say it would pay me every Sunday to drive up here.
Not
coming to church. He says it will pay me every time to drive up here. Or have my children even to come up to sit under an atmosphere like this. It was a wonderful atmosphere in the tabernacle. He says because it's always the atmosphere that brings the result. Correct. It has to be the right atmosphere before results are realized. You can lay a seed out there in the ground no matter how much that seed is germinized. It's got to have an atmosphere to make it live. See, that sun has to come to a certain power.
unofana kusvika pane rimwe simba.
Bring it to a certain atmosphere.
Kusvika pane umwe upo.
An egg has to have an atmosphere or it won't hatch. No matter how fatal it is, it's got to have that atmosphere. We have a seed of God, each one of us in us. For that seed to germinate and reproduce itself in us, we need to have the correct spiritual atmosphere around that
seed.
What do we think about? Which creates the right atmosphere for that seed in us? How do we talk? Our manner of talk creates an atmosphere around that seed in us. What life do we live? Which helps create an atmosphere around the seed that is in us? What actions do we do? Are we involved with? Which creates an atmosphere around that seed? It is the right atmosphere that causes a seed in the ground to germinate. And it is the right spiritual atmosphere that each one of us creates for ourselves. So that the seed of God in us will be able to germinate under those correct conditions. Under that kind of an atmosphere that makes the seed of God germinate in us. I hope you get that. It is I, be not afraid. He says, oh God is my prayer. Wake up the church again to old fashioned all night prayer meetings. Wake the people up to a spiritual atmosphere.
Spiritually, we are now lacking, and God is saying we must wake up.
He says, oh, it takes that to bring children into the kingdom.
And
the
Sinotora will pull you kuzara wakweva namu umamo
unombonzwa here and there. My chair is empty. I will tell you the reason why.
You hear sometimes that now we have empty chairs in church.
It's the atmosphere we create. May God have mercy on us. May God help us. The cliques and the clans, the division. Let that die away. And be able to be one in the Lord. Because as long as the atmosphere is confused, that's why let me repeat that part. It's the atmosphere all the time, and you get an atmosphere where people are disbelieving and fasting. And chewing among one another and arguing about whether they belong to this or to that. You will never hatch out Christians. We cannot give birth to children of God in an atmosphere of fasting and
chewing.
We cannot. God's word says it's not possible. In the end, I point my finger to him. It's because of him. Another one says it's because of him. But nobody says it's because of me that children are not born.
But at the end of hapana kuti nekuda kwangu.
The atmosphere is a wrong one.
Upo uri pakati pedu hwakaipa.
The atmosphere we create,
upo hwatasika,
can give birth to God's children.
Unogona kuti pazvarwe vana vaMwari.
But as long as we are divided and divergent, forget about children of God being born among us. Always remember that. Listen. I was reading here where the prophet says, right, he says, it takes the atmosphere. Right this night while we are sitting here, if this right atmosphere would take place, this entire group would be refilled with the Holy Ghost. Tikavane upo wakafanira ihu.
If we have this right atmosphere,
tese vane mweya mutsvene.
All of us with the Holy Spirit.
Tinozadzwazve.
We will be refilled with the Holy Spirit.
Nokuti nemweya wakanaka tasika upo wakanaka.
Because we created the right atmosphere.
But as long, brother, as long, sister, we stand and say, I don't mind what that group is saying. I stand for this and I will pursue it.
Asi tikangoramba tichingoti handinei nezvinotaurwa neboku kai ini ndinomira nezvandiri kutenda.
Zvangu ndozvinofanira kumira, zvangu ndozvinofanira kuzviende mberi, zvangu ndozvinoda kuti zviitike, uyo achidhonza akadai, uyo achidhonza akadai.
My agenda will succeed, and this one going that way, that one going that way.
That child can't believe.
Mwana uyu hakwanise kurarama.
Unofa mwana iyi.
He will die.
Anonzi Kristo mumwoyo medu haararama.
That Christ will die in our hearts.
He says this entire group will be refilled with the Holy Ghost. Every sick person would be made well. It's the atmosphere that does it.
Let
me go on. Not one saying, I believe it's this. And another one says, I believe it's that. It's hard for the Holy Spirit to work.
May
God help us. As a church. May God help us. As families. As individuals. To help create the right atmosphere. Talk right. You create the right atmosphere. Think right. You create the correct atmosphere. Dress right. You create the right atmosphere. Act right. You create the right atmosphere. Everything positive you do, create a positive atmosphere around you. May God help us. The supernatural. But it's the attitude, that's 560129. But it's the attitude of the people that brings the results. That's the reason at Pentecost they had to go up in an upper room and pray until the Holy Ghost came. Because they got in one place and one accord. It's the atmosphere what brings the result. As long, church, as we feel happy with our divisions, the Holy Spirit does not have a way to work among us. I'm reading. I'm not talking, I'm reading. He says, is the atmosphere which brings the results? You believe that? Let every man and woman in this building this morning Boy or girl, get everything from their minds. Because as long as we have thought, as long as we have what we are thinking about, which is not the word, which is not God's way, that creates a wrong atmosphere among us. And scripture tells us a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Let every man and woman in this building this morning, boy or girl, get everything from their mind back the Lord
Jesus.
How many will do that now? Let's take everything out of our mind and leave Christ only in our mind. Let's see what happens then. And believe that He is standing present right now. And you will see something happen that will cause the headlines in the newspaper in the morning.
Don't
be
tired.
Take away everything else out of your mind. My brother, you go tell me, Mufundis. We are making the situation even worse. You follow me? He says it will hit the headlines in the morning. That's right. It's atmosphere. And it's the atmosphere that brings the miraculous and the wonders and the powers of God among the people. It's the atmosphere of the people.
Amen.
No, no, Mashura, Kupora, Kuziki,
and the deliverance of people's
nation is the atmosphere of the people. And when people get to a place, they are reasoning. It creates an atmosphere. And wondering. Are we going?
You don't know whether you're.
What's the problem of this? Is this the problem of that? And what about this other issue? People are wondering.
People are wondering.
He says, they are thinking. They are wondering. And it's chewing. And thinking, he repeats. And all tore up. And don't know where they do stand.
Until believers no longer know where they stand.
Right? Condition iyoyo.
That condition. Listen to what the prophet says will come after that.
He says, half of them not even spiritually taught. How can you expect the atmosphere to be right.
Unogotarisira sei kuti hupo huve wakanaka pakadaro.
Uyu ari kurizena.
This one is reasoning.
Uyu ari kufunga.
This one is thinking.
Uyu ari kudonzera uko.
This one is pulling this
way. Uyu asinazoziva kuti ndakamira papi.
This one doesn't know where he stands.
Vakangaita zvipoka zvipoka. Oh,
they are clannish, clannish.
Havana kana kutodzidziswa chaiko havasati vadzidziswa.
They are not even scripturally taught.
Zvikanzi chimiro chakadaro.
That kind of
chingasikasei upo hwakanaka.
How can you create a right atmosphere?
I hope I have spoken to you.
Listen,
I'm not talking about you. Do you know
anyone?
Do you know anyone? Do you know anyone? And we keep standing on that.
Yes, chewing. Do you know what I'm talking
about? This or never. This or never.
Can I say that? This is a banner.
And we want the atmosphere in church to be right.
It's not just
it starts with you. To make the atmosphere right, start with.
Ndini
ndinotanga neatmosphere yakanaka.
I start with the right atmosphere.
Hama yese ndinoida, hanzvadzi yese ndinoida. Ndinonzwa kuti zvakandinakira kuuya kuchurch. Ndabvisa zvese musoro mangu. Ndasiya Kristo bedzi. It starts with you.
Ndinotanga newe.
Then the atmosphere in church becomes right.
No, uko muchurch unobva wanaka. Let's go.
How can that happen? He says, you can't do it. It won't be right. It's got to be in one accord.
I think he's keeping on shepherding. May God help us.
We must be in one accord.
And
the good is a brother. You mean brother, where is it?
I don't do anything that way.
What do you look at?
Indeed, God is
the atmosphere I created. I hope I see.
Now, the atmosphere created is the wrong one.
And you got a brother and a sister.
I do not sit close to this sister.
No,
you come and sit.
Atmosphere,
that's
the capable.
Now, we have created the wrong atmosphere.
To my attitude.
Different attitude.
To my tiro.
Yes. A different way.
To my fungiro.
And some thinking.
How can the atmosphere be right in church? And how can the Holy Spirit work?
It will not work in our midst. Even though we desire that it works.
Let's go.
Don't
worry. I just want to pick one or two more, then we take the prophet and close with that. It takes the atmosphere. Amen. It says broken systems. It takes atmosphere to do things. And he says, some of you seen me wink at a woman, that's my daughter, she wants to receive the Holy Ghost. I want her to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's why she's here in the meeting. That's what the purpose of it. It takes atmosphere.
For us to receive the Holy Spirit. For us to be
here,
for miracles and wonders to happen, for the Holy Spirit to
work
in
us, we must have created
a right atmosphere individually. In quiet time,
we
continue it, and the song leader,
that we in unison. As we do that, we are creating the correct atmosphere to give way to the Spirit to work.
She
can say, "Oh, yeah, my wangu,
my
daughter,
she needs the Holy Ghost.
She not
for her to receive it. It takes that atmosphere."
The message, love 570519. I know it's the truth.
You know that it's so funny.
That man creating himself the atmosphere that he lives in. And around him. He's anointed with the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Last quotation before I pick the prophet and close with him. He says here. You know the regular procedure to hatch an egg?
Put them
under the hen.
But
get the egg in the right atmosphere. It will hatch anyhow. Listen, brother, if a man loves God, in the right kind of an atmosphere he could get into, it will produce a new born babe just as certain as I am here.
It's
the atmosphere that comes. Let this little handful of people sitting here tonight get in the perfect atmosphere. Watch what takes place. There will not be a feeble among a one in our midst.
Did you get that?
Tikavane oneness of purpose.
If we have oneness of purpose,
oneness objective, and we have the perfect atmosphere that we should create for service.
There will not be found a people amongst us.
The cripples will walk.
Yes.
That's why this part. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. The dumb will speak. Without prayer or anything. The right atmosphere. You won't lay hands on the sick. With the right atmosphere, you don't try to cast out evil spirits. They will go on their own. Without prayer or anything. May God really help us. It's the atmosphere. Let me take our prophet. Quickly, I will run through. It takes the right atmosphere to bring the correct results.
No Torah upo wakanaka ibuda nezvibere kuzvakanaka.
He says,
Vanos.
And if you learn to love,
no,
and to be kind to everybody, to be gentle, have patience, it will even make your home life different.
No vashandura upenyu hwekumba.
Tikadzidza kuda. No kuva nomoyo murefu kune mumwe nemumwe kana kumba kwedu kunoshanduka.
Even our homes, life would be different.
Now, I have tried it.
Zvinodakamudzienda.
Zvinhu zvandakaedza.
In things that I have
tried. I like to move with tested and tried issues.
Zvakaedzwa zvikaonekwa kuti zvinoshanda.
Here sometime I go in my home. You can imagine what kind of a turmoil it's in all the time. You just think. All the people say like here, this little city. What about the people from around the world?
People come to this small city. What about that? People that come from over the world.
He says one day our house had been completely torn up all day long. The basement had been full.
Basement rangaraka zara.
Ever room full. You want to say every room? Every room full.
Makamuri wose imba yedu akazara.
And the den room full.
Ne den room yakazara.
Along about dark.
Kwakumadeko.
I got them kind of quietened down.
Ndakazovanza vanhu vanyarare.
Everybody away.
Vanhu vose vaya.
I got. I went into the kitchen.
Ndakafunga ndikaenda mukitchen.
There stood my poor wife. Here is a practical example of a home setup and how the prophet employed what we are talking about. And we should see what happened. He says, there stood my poor little wife at 37 years old, completely gray-headed. Holding her hands up, crying.
Akasumudza maoko akachichema.
Unogona kushuwa kuita mufundisi.
You might desire to be a pastor.
Gwaruno tishakanaka.
The scripture says it's a good desire.
Zvinotonzi zvakanaka.
The Bible actually says it's a good desire.
Asi ndinotenda rimwe zvati yazomboparidza kuti mhuri yomurevi.
I think one day I'll preach about it.
Shiri mhuri yemurevi.
The family of a pastor.
They go through things.
Vanopfuura nemuzvinhu zvakawanda.
Usi.
Nechazoona.
He says, she was completely gray-headed. Hands up, crying. She said, Billy, I'm just about to lose my mind. These children hasn't had a bite to eat all day long.
In the pastor's homes, sometimes they get so broke. To be so much broke. Not to have a single cent. Not that there is some money where I'm going to take. Not even a single cent. You cannot buy bread.
That's
me.
As the drunk, they were now spread an inzara.
My children had to eat all day.
Then you can imagine how a mother feels.
Had
some nervous people there and mental cases, and some of them walking up and down the floor. And that's the kind, you know. And just keep up. You have to put it all together. Another one in another room saying, oh, you don't know what he's talking about. I got thus says the Lord.
We are married in me, come on, as says Arbut, or anything
is not Jehovah.
No, these are mentally ill people in the prophet's house.
Now, this is lying I've been given,
thus says the Lord.
Now, people, how do
you spend the day?
Right? If the Lord wanted me to know anything, he would tell me. He's not afraid to talk to me. But you have to put up with that sometimes.
I think sometimes.
At a young age of about 25,
26,
I became a pastor.
I was already taking the dead from the mortuary and going to bury them. That part is very good. That part is very, very nice. It's very good.
Yeah, correct. Ino gosha.
My wife was cleaning, was taking care of
the
corpses.
It's 23,
24. 23, 24.
Now I'm over 60.
Yes, you know that is
also
doing that same job.
There is another side of the call of God, which people don't see and maybe don't even know. But he says, I don't know what to do.
And this is Obita.
Well, look, there said Sarah and Becky in the floor, fussing over some little blocks.
Seranga Gerapa and Becky, Vachi, Visanira, and Tumetuma block.
Zitoi, Rokutambisa, Zishoma.
Sarah
screaming to the top of her voice, Daddy! Sarah! Becky's got my blocks. Daddy, she took my pocketbook a while ago.
All right.
Joseph standing in the floor, beating on something as hard as he could. The little boy screaming at the top of his voice.
Wow!
Now you talk about the home. That's the home of the prophet. When I looked around, I thought, but now there is just one thing to do.
I wish we would take it
as a church.
Let us do it as a church.
And forget about our fasting, forget about our decisions, forget about our attitude one towards another, forget about everything. And say to ourselves this one, now there is just one thing to do. We have got to change this situation. One thing to do. Change this situation. Now those people there through the day, so many, and through the night, just disturb the children. But I want to be with them a little while. So I thought, Lord, now you help me in my heart.
Let's say that
is
a church. Let's say that is the church in my sister.
Let's not fall back our reasoning and our own way of seeing. Let's say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. If each one is able to say that, we'll change the atmosphere in this
church.
It will be completely different. Now those people there, I'm just letting down to talk to you from my bottom of heart tonight of some things that you don't have to tell everybody. So I said, Lord, you help me now to get upon me the Holy Spirit in such a way that will change this situation. Havana ku exercise usabuku.
He did not exercise.
That
because I am the head of the home.
Listen to what I tell you. No. So praying to myself. I put my arm around my little wife. And I said, oh sweetheart. I really feel sorry for you.
If we can do the same.
Oh my brother.
Oh
my
young.
Oh my sister.
Ah, that's young.
I really feel sorry for you. Considering the situation we have in the church. But there is one thing for you and me to do.
As many chili chimes
change the atmosphere.
That is shining.
He says. She says, Billy.
I can't Billy.
I don't believe I can hold out any longer.
And if you get Jacqueline to see Torah,
she said, I'm just going to pieces. Just look at this house. I said, yes, that's right, honey.
I got the home with
this or Chai's own Diva. I don't want to know who Diva, but we are
not. You should actually call each other Diva, not grandmother.
Yes, that's right, honey.
This or Chai's own Diva.
That's exactly right.
This or Chai's.
And I put my hand around, you know. I said, I know it, sweetheart. And I said, Lord, you quiet in there. And I said, now that's true. But you know, honey, the other day when I was in Louisville, I seen one of those pretty little, what is them things that women wear, you know, it's a little like a shirt up.
The prophet has forgotten that it's called a blouse.
What is it you call them?
No, tichigo.
What? Someone says blouse. Blouse.
Blouse. Blouse.
And they say, I saw one of the prettiest ones someplace. Let's see. Where am I? She said, but Billy. No time to talk about blouses.
I think we're going to have some blouses.
She's almost torn to pieces. She's almost getting mad. Look at this house. I'm almost getting crazy. I kept my hand on her.
I don't
know if it's older. I'm
a couple's meeting last night. So we're talking about things like that also. How we want to live in our homes. She says, I kept my hand on it now. Now when I tell you, you never seen such a pretty blouse. And she said, well, ona temperature.
Now
the
temperature.
Well,
oh no.
Right? He says, I said, look, I tell you what let's do. Let's get supper right quick. Remember, he remained positive. Because he wanted to change the atmosphere. And when we do, I will take and show it to you. I will buy it for you. Oh.
Oh,
nine. She said, that's nice of you, Billy. But oh, I couldn't look at a blouse tonight. Oh, just look at me.
Now they are able to have a conversation.
Right? I said, but look, honey, oh, if you ever see it, I believe that you would want to buy it.
Lord, quieten
me.
Ishe, baka abu nyara za mzimai wangu.
Ishe, nyara za mzimai wangu. Alu na mahali. Ishe, nyara za mzimai
wangu. The Lord, the prophet is praying.
Ishe, nyara za mzimai wangu. Ah, mumoyo make.
His heart is praying.
If our husbands in our homes would do that, our homes would be homes.
Zimbabwe
is not up here.
Now, a woman is
all the
time. You can go crazy over this mess.
Change the atmosphere. That's the one thing you want to do.
He
says, Lord, quieten her. See, holding my hand on her. And I say, I tell you what, you put me on your apron. Let me help you get supper.
Didn't forget the apron. I went to the
high couples meeting. As soon as I was going to my brother, I was apron. To
meeting, but
you
know, let me ask a question. When last have you cooked for your wife?
Keep your answer to yourself. He said, and so I put this apron on.
Like
a
apron.
I like
the prophet.
A prophet to the generation. The greatest of all prophets ever lived. He is with an apron in a kitchen. Helping his sweet wife, sweetheart. And begin to chop up some carrots and things. You know, and going on. Makero sauya, madomasi, onyeni. Vato na ucheka sheka.
The onions started cutting.
Porofita.
The prophet.
I thought. And every once in a while, I would. She had been. She began to quit crying.
And it's not showman, it's showman. Akatanga kuregera kuchema.
Misozi ya kukutwa.
Now wiping those tears. It's working.
What is he doing? One thing.
Can I
also know what this is? One thing.
If you didn't hear anything else that I say,
but you can one thing you. Come next sentence. You can one thing. Every sentence you can one thing you. We should come back with one thing you.
Go back with this one thing.
Says I thought, thank you, Lord. And I said, oh honey. Isn't the Lord wonderful? He's just so good. See, kept talking to him. Changing that atmosphere. Laying my hand on
him.
As soon as I got her quiet. After a while, she was all smiles.
She was all smiling.
When she was
spinning her own, she was smiling.
Sometimes we want to take things into our own hands and try to sort it out.
We don't do it that way.
Here's the way.
In your direction.
She was all smart. She says, well, Billy, do you think the stores would be open?
Now,
that is
the secret of shopping.
Will they be open? I said, I'm pretty sure they will be. And I said, I think they will be. I thought, thank you, Lord. It's working. Thank you, Lord. It's working. Right. He says, so just kept on. And the first thing you know, Sarah and Becky divided up their blocks.
Other results are following.
Where the wife was almost mad,
she's
now all smiles. Quarter past 9, quarter past 10, quarter past 11.
She's got a wide smile.
Right? Gare, vananga vachinetana nezvimatoi.
Vagova nayo I'll take this.
He says, and Joseph got him a little rattler.
Joseph akazvanira oka nyoka yake kutamba nayo.
Chinjeke. And there was peace in the home.
Vakavana nyara nemumba. Maona.
And there was peace in the
home.
Who brought the peace? The correct
atmosphere.
Now, the only thing you have to change the situation. The only thing you have to change the situation. Listen to this now. If that can be done in a home, it can be done in a church. It can be done in a nation. It could be done in the whole world. It's the atmosphere that comes. God bless you.